With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Head coach Lon Kruger. Coach, how are you today?
Doing well. Appreciate the opportunity.
I apologize. Tony Bennett. Our Virginia Cavaliers wiped you guys out. But
well, you didn't have to say wiped you guys. I mean, you could apologize.
Held you to 52 points.
Yeah,
like that.
He did wipe them out.
But we appreciate you hopping on with us again, Coach. I know we had you before earlier in the NCAA tournament. And I ask you this when you first sat down. You've been coaching for 37 years now as a head coach, which you've been around the game obviously longer than that. You know, the regeneration every couple years and the new faces that come in, does that keep you young?
Oh, it does, without question, because each group, you want that to be a special experience. You want them to have memories that they can take forward for a lifetime, to talk to their kids when they get a little older. So yeah, being around college age kids, their enthusiasm, their energy, I think keeps us all young, relatively speaking.
Well, because you've been coaching for almost 40 years as a head coach, as Tiki just said, I wonder, and this is more about last year before we get to this year and obviously moving forward, was it a challenge for you, Coach, to let Trae Young shoot from wherever he wanted? I mean, we know he knocked out a ton, and boy, he's a better pro than I thought right away.
He was really good the first part of his rookie season, but these last 6-7 weeks, he's been phenomenal.
He's been
unbelievable. The game fits him well because he's so skilled with the ball and so fast, and the floor is a little bit more spread in the NBA, and he's been phenomenal.
But was it hard for you and obviously you knew what he was because you recruited him, but then you actually rolled out the balls on the first day of practice and you start playing games, and he had a green light, rightfully so, from really anywhere. As an old-school coach, was that a challenge for you to grant him that latitude?
It was to a certain degree, and yet, you know, especially those first November, December, early January, he was making everything.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't nearly as hard then as it was later. When defenses got a little tougher, more physical, they doubled him a little bit more. So he battled it, but didn't quite have the same success later. But great to see him doing so well now.
Yeah, were you surprised that the NBA he's taken to it? Because the narrative was, yeah, he's a great college shooter, but it's the physicality is different in the NBA. But it seemingly hasn't affected him. I don't know, he's not put on like 20 pounds or anything. He's still the same small kid. He's still young. He's only, 19 or 20 years old now. Were you surprised by his immediate success?
Yeah, Ken, I don't think anyone could have projected him to do as great as he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, you know, I think people knew his skills and knew his competitiveness, knew he'd do well. But to this degree, it's hard to say that was expected because no one's done this really. And we kind of said the same thing a year ago as a freshman at Oklahoma. No one really could have projected that because it had never been done before.
It's crazy.
And he's doing a little bit of the same thing now as a rookie in the NBA.
I was going to say maybe a little Pete Maravich. I mean, not the similar style, not completely a mirror image of stylistically, but, you know, Pete would put up, 43, 44 with no three-point line back then. So, you know, the freedom to operate and the ability to just embarrass people. A little similarity there, I would imagine. I wanted to ask you, though, because your first big coaching – now, I know you started Texas Rio Grande Valley, and that was an independent back then.
Pan American back then, yeah. It was a changed name since then.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And you played point guard at Kansas State. A lot of people don't know you were a pretty good player, 12, 13 points a game. You played a lot of games, 4 years. And your first big job was at Kansas State. And then since then, you know, whether it's been Illinois, UNLV, now with Oklahoma, Florida, as I mentioned before. Like, I'm – because it was 89-90, your last year at Kansas State, that's your alma mater. I don't recall exactly how it ended, but you 4 years, four NCAA tournament appearances. Why did you leave your alma mater? Because things were going well. What happened then?
Things were great, yeah. You know, I think, the truth be known, probably the losses there were more difficult than the losses anywhere else, because he's home a little bit deeper. You felt a little bit more ownership, a little bit more responsible, and I've never lost any sleep. Fortunately in what I do. But I think maybe if I had stayed there, I might have as a coach. Because
Oh, really?
It just hurt. The losses hurt so badly because it's your school.
It's more personal.
And it's more personal, and you feel responsible to the fans because you know how much it means to them. But that was a long time ago, and I guess that's kind of the first time I've ever said that, but I think that was probably the real reason back then, because we love Kansas State and still do. And Bruce Weber, what a great job he's done.
Yes.
Co-champion of the Big 12 this year, and proud for Bruce. And Chris Beard, of course, shared that title with him, and deservedly so.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about Chris Beard, because he's here in the Final Four, and most people don't know a lot about him. His background is not storied, and it's a grind. But here he is. He's changed his narrative and Texas Tech's narrative. We think of it as a football school in a sense. Now it's become a basketball place. What do you say about Chris Beard? I mean, he's done a ridiculously good job this season.
Well, that's exactly what you say. He's he's changed the mindset, the focus. He's got an older team, but they've totally bought in. Mm-hmm. I mean, they value each possession. You know, they've really taken Coach Beard's attitude and personality to each possession, both ends of the floor, and. They're great defensively. I think the best team in the country defensively, but they're also better offensively than what people think. Moretti makes shots. Mooney's making shots. Culver's a first rounder whenever he wants to be. Odiasi's a fifth year guy that Owens blocks shots. They've got good pieces around a really, really good couple players.
We're talking to Lon Kruger, head coach of Oklahoma, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You talk about defensive styles, defensive principles. Obviously, you know, going up against Coach Bennett. As Tiki so rudely rubbed it in your face. I mean, please, can you be any more disrespectful, Tiki? Let me ask you this, Coach. What's harder for, like, you've got a big game, whether it's an NCAA tournament game or, you know, a conference tournament game, whatever it might be, but it's a big game. Is it harder for you as the CEO of the program to get your team ready to defend an offensive juggernaut or to score the ball with relative ease against a great defensive team? What's harder as a head coach?
Probably harder to score. You know, defensively, you know, you can contain things a little bit more defensively than you know, when you think about Virginia against Auburn. You know, it's a lot easier for Virginia to slow Auburn down than it is for Auburn to speed Virginia up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
And so I think in Virginia's case, of course, they're much better offensively now than they have been in the past, and still really good defensively. But I think it's harder to get good shots against, and again, depends on your personnel,
sure,
of course. But in general, harder to get good shots against a really good defensive team than is maybe cheat defensively to stop an offensive team.
Yeah,
makes sense.
I think that makes sense. And look, let me jump back to Chris Beard and Texas Tech. They're taking on a Tom Izzo squad that's typical Tom Izzo. It's tough. It's gritty. Cassius Winston, their star, is not flashy in any sense of the word, but he's effective as hell. You know, how does a Texas Tech inexperienced in this stage team go up against a Michigan State team? Just to handicap it a little bit. Well, how would you look at this matchup?
I think Michigan State's going to have to make shots, and that's not necessarily a strength of theirs. So I think Winston's got to be good. He's got to be really good, and Tech can take good players out of it to a certain degree. So, and Tech won't play like an inexperienced team, even though they've not been to the Final Four. They were in the Elite Eight last year, but yet they play like a veteran team. They're an older group with their transfers and the great year they've had. They're very confident in what they're doing.
You know what I wanted to ask you, Lon? And, you know, we've had Tom Izzo on the show a ton. We love Tom, and he always treats us well. And when he do sports debate shows and the TV shows that have to frame topics, obviously, to get, you know, to generate some interest here, I think that a lot of people are maybe a little unnecessarily harsh on Izzo's record, only having the one championship, which I think is utterly ridiculous. But as one of his coaching peers, Is Tom Izzo in, you know, if you were to give us like an overview of what you and your fellow coaches, how you view him, is he on the same line as a Coach K or Roy Williams? Is he on that tier right beneath it? Like, where does he stack up against the greats coaching today? Right next to him?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and number-wise, maybe, you know, Coach K and Roy got more championships, mm-hmm. but what's Tom got, 8 Final Fours?
Yeah.
I mean, that puts you in the class with the best. You know, just when you think historically, there's not many people go to 8 Final Fours, so that in itself makes him one of the best ever. And just again, how consistently good basketball his teams play. You know, they do what they do very well, and they do it year after year.
I think one of the things that jumps out with Tom, and this is probably really the barometer of a great coach, his teams rarely, if ever, underachieve, and they overachieve a lot.
No question.
Says a lot.
Tom probably feels that about this team.
He told us
this year, because I don't know that he would have expected back in October to be playing tomorrow, but not unusual for his teams, for sure.
When you get bounced out of the tournament, how do you process that for your guys that are going to be here for the next season? So the guys on your Oklahoma squad that are going to be here next year, but then also the growth of the program. What's the messaging around getting to this stage of the NCAA tournament, especially deep into the NCAA tournament like you were?
Well, the guys that are returning, certainly you feel, a moment of depression for the guys that have ended their careers, because that's a hard moment because they won't play another college game. And so you balance that with, the guys that are coming back. Let's learn from this moment. Let's recall it to make it better, make us better next year. So there's a little balance there, but still it's always about moving forward. It's always about, preparation. It's always about learning and making progress each day.
You know, I would encourage everybody because, I forgot about Kansas State. I mean, I was doing some research for the show and looking at your resume, and different jobs, different conferences, different challenges, different pluses, different assets. When you look back in your career, by no means am I saying it's over by any stretch. You're still incredibly successful. What was the spot where you look back and you say, man, I had it really good and I really enjoyed it, even if it seemed maybe a little more arduous in real time, but you've grown to appreciate it now that you've left? Is there a specific school that jumps out a little bit?
We've been extremely fortunate in that we've had really great experiences everywhere we've been. Mm-hmm. We've had great administrators. Right now, Joe Castiglione at Oklahoma is one of the best, without question, if not the best AD in the country. So, the culture, at places we've been has been very good. We've been able to, do the things that we felt like we needed to do, yep. recruit the players that we felt fit the program. And consequently, I've had great experiences and not really any regrets anywhere along the way.
The only thing you might regret is if you didn't buy a home in Henderson, Nevada when you were coaching. Did you buy a little real estate before they started going crazy?
There was a moment there where you didn't want to be in that,
that's true.
1 or 2 year period.
That's true. You got in or you got out.
Exactly.
Before. I hear you.
Exactly.
Listen, you're a legend. You're a college basketball legend. Thanks for stopping by, Lon Kruger.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.